Welcome to episode 200 of Industry Misinterpretations with James Robertson. This week I have Alejandro Raimondo and Frank Lesser of Lesser Smalltalk talking about their product, Lesser Smalltalk, and what they've been working on for the last couple of years. The audio quality is a little mixed because I did this at Camp Smalltalk. There's a little ambient noise in the background, and English is not their first language, so you have to be a little patient to pick out what they say. If you have feedback on this or any other episode of Industry Misinterpretations, please send it to smalltalkpodcasts@syncom.com. You can also head on over to iTunes and leave a comment for us. We would really appreciate it if you did that. You can head on over to Podcast Alley, cast a vote for the podcast. And of course, you can interact with us in the Industry Misinterpretations group at Facebook and the Small Talkers group at Ning. So, what's your goal here for Camp Smalltalk? What do you hope to accomplish?
We are visiting the Camp Smalltalk. It is our second time in London, and it is nice to hear, to see the people in the region, what they are doing, and mostly that we want to also talk about our platform, sharing some.
And your platform is Lesser Smalltalk, right?
Yes. We have a Lesser Smalltalk that it is a complete platform, but our main product today is a high-performance VM that can run different small talks. One of the most important platform we are running today is the old Visual Smalltalk systems. We are running that system much faster, but we migrate that system to a new platform that have features that are important today. So we have a plan that let us migrate applications in minutes to run in our VM, in 3 minutes, something like that. With minimal changes, it means no change on application size.
Okay.
And after that 5 minutes, we start with a set of features that can be used to migrate to multi-threading, to support new techniques that we have applied as supporting the VM. And it is a plan of migration and enhancement of that system to run what the requirements we see are important today.
Okay. And what version of Smalltalk D do you support? Is it the last version, like the Smalltalk D, I think it was Visual Smalltalk 3.
Yes, all the versions of Visual Smalltalk, and we run now Dolphin Smalltalk, not in our last version, in the version of 1 year before, we ran Dolphin Smalltalk, and we plan to run other platforms, other Smalltalks, all, of course, at the same time.
Okay, cool.
So, we have the capability to run different small talks and share frameworks. So, for example, you can have a Visual Smalltalk application and Seaside running on Faro, for example, and exchange information from one environment to the other, both running okay. in our VM at the same time.
So this is similar to what Microsoft, I guess, with their .NET stuff, lets you run one version of .NET side by side with another, and you're supporting the same thing with a Smalltalk?
For Smalltalk and not also Smalltalk. We have a VM that can support multiple semantics. So
right.
it means that our start is in the Smalltalk world because we have a history in Smalltalk that are compromised with Smalltalk history. So we start from the past of Smalltalk, but from system that run and do business today. Still with all versions of Smalltalk and recognize the value of that system, that history, and provide the support to go to what we call the next generation.
Right.
And it is a next generation of object technology, not constrained only to semantics or to Smalltalk or a dialect of Smalltalk. We want to use, for example, from Smalltalk systems, Google services.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
And this, your technology, the VM technology, is not new. This is something that's been being worked on for a long time now. So even though people may not have heard of this VM platform that as much as, say, Faro or VisualWorks or some of the others, your technology has been around for a while.
We have been developing VM for more than 10 years.
Right.
But for customers and our VM that was a lesser VM was used for legacy systems, complete mm-hmm. system. Now, from four years.
You do not compete with other Smalltalks.
No, yes, of course. We.
Sorry.
No.
I lost my voice and tried to participate in some way in Kanban Smalltalk. Thanks a lot. But to give me some minutes to explain what we do. We plan because we do not want, and therefore there will be no new Smalltalk, which is called Lesser Smalltalk. It will be in-house. We will sell our VM techniques to people which owns already a valid license of other Smalltalks.
Okay.
The idea is to give a high performance support for Smalltalk community in the way. We have always produced virtual machines that are high performance and designed to run application that needs high speed.
Okay.
In the last year, we have redesigned our VM to add features, and one of the features is that it supports multiple semantics, what we call multiple semantics. It is, we can run different Smalltalks with different primitive sets, with different bytecodes at the same time, and we can run other object-oriented runtime systems on the same time, and the intention is if you run the systems at the same time because you want to communicate them. Mm-hmm. And communication is through the VM, so it is high performance.
Okay, and this is on Windows, right?
Yes. Today, our customers need Windows,
mm-hmm.
but our new VM is prepared for other platforms, but we will not do that if our customers do not demand that.
Right.
Okay, so we are working on features that are necessary for our customers. We make once per year an event in Tarvisio, we call it the Tarvisio event, that it is in the north of Italy, where we present our new features and make workshops to integrate them in systems. This year it will be in September, and that is really the place to know more details about what we are doing, and also we have the possibility to our prospects to see if they can migrate in 5 minutes their system,
right.
And after that we start to talk about not only the business but how to continue migrating mm-hmm. to the new features.
So if you're a person who's interested in your technology and wants to actually see it hands on, that would be the place to go.
Yes, yes, okay. Definitely.
And what are the dates for that?
When
will that be specifically? When?
In September. We don't have exactly defined the days, but it will be September.
End of September.
End of September.
End of September.
In Tarvisio, that it is the north of Italy, 2 kilometers to Osterreis and Slovenia.
Okay.
It is a nice place.
But as far as getting those dates, you'll have that announced in various forums like news groups and on your website?
We have a website and a forum that is called dng.st.
Okay.
There we have some exchanges, but most of the exchanges are through private plan channels today.
Right. No, I meant as far as just finding out the dates, you know, you'll have those announced, obviously, on your website when you formalize them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so people should just check back with your website if they're interested in that kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now a short break for David Buck's Design Minute.
This is David Buck with today's Simbaron Design Minute. Sometimes I find myself in a position where one version of an application works and another doesn't. Maybe the version that doesn't work uses an upgraded base or a different database. To debug, I often use parallel debugging. I run a debugger on both systems and trace both together to find the differences. If the failing side results in an exception, then I can use that to get to the same point in the working side. Otherwise, I have to determine where the answers are different between the working and the broken images. It does take some effort, but with some care, it can be effective in tracing down where the problem lies. This has been the Simbaron Design Minute. Simbaron offers training and consulting in object-oriented development and the Smalltalk programming language. For more information, visit www.simbaron.com or email info@simbaron.com.
Now a short interlude for this week's Squeak News with Randall Schwartz.
This is Randall Schwartz here with your latest Squeak News. You can find all this news and more at news.squeak.org. Instantiations, the company who took over IBM's Visual Age for Smalltalk business, have now had the Java part of their operations snapped up by Google, who were reportedly interested in Instantiations' Java and Ajax team, especially their GWT Designer product, which is slated to become part of the Google Web Toolkit infrastructure. In many cases in the past, innovative companies using Smalltalk have attracted the attentions of the big players, who have then bought them and dropped all Smalltalk development in favor of Java or other enterprise environments. In this case, however, Instantiation's Smalltalk business is being spun off and will remain in business as a separate entity, focusing on the development and support of Smalltalk products, including VA Smalltalk, as their new homepage makes clear.
For Squeak Weekly News, this is Randall Schwartz. You can also check out my Smalltalk-related blog at methodsandmessages.vox.com.
If you enjoyed this week's podcast, please tell other people about it. We'd love to have more Smalltalkers and more developers learning about Smalltalk through the Industry Misinterpretations podcast. If you have feedback, send it to smalltalkpodcasts@syncom.com. Head on over to Facebook, join the Industry Misinterpretations group. Head on over to Ning and join the Smalltalkers group. Or head on over to Podcast Alley and cast a vote for the podcast. In the meantime, have fun with Smalltalk.